Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. And live your best life, guys. Today is three top tips to begin to build your network marketing business. Really important. You know, the other day, it was so funny. I was on Clubhouse this morning. I was a speaker and I was on Clubhouse and I said to them, I am a professional network marketer. And then I said, okay, everybody, don't clear the room. Stay with me. And everybody was laughing, right? So it was really funny to kind of see that stigma is out there. But I am a professional, right? So that, I remember that all the time. I remember, things are going good for me. I'm a professional. So anyway, guys, let's get into the three top tips to begin to build your network marketing business, okay? And, it's really important that we begin to really visit this topic. Three top tips. Now, these obviously are not going to make it or break it, but these are top tips that you need to begin to use in order to build your network marketing business that can also be used to build any other business. This isn't really important, guys. It's really important. For all you peeps out there that think that network marketing is different than another business, it is not. It is the same. You're still building a business, guys. So it's really important. Muy importante, as we say in Spanish. Muy importante que entiendan que un negocio de network marketing es un negocio tal y cual. Right? So guys, welcome to another episode. So hey peeps, let's make sure that once you hear this information, I want you to take the link from this actual post and share it out. Share it out. It makes, I speak and I hope that people find value in this. And so go ahead and share it out. Somebody asked me, can I share it? Of course you can share it. So let's get to it, guys. So the first tip I want to talk about is number one is to prioritize your business. For you to be able to do that, though, the trick here is to go inward and ask a self-reflecting question. One critical question that you need to ask yourself, and nobody else can answer this. And the question is this going to be a business for me? Is this going to be just a side hustle for me? Is it going to be maybe a hobby to work it whenever I have time for it, right? And if you want to liken it, am I going to get married or am I just going to mess around? Or am I going to, put a ring on that finger? It's basically the same thing, guys. You have to ask yourself the question before you do anything else. The answer to this question is going to be critical for you to understand how much time you are willing to invest or allocate into this side hustle, business, maybe so, maybe not. And you know what? You need to be honest not only with you, but you need to be honest with your business partners, with the people that you're working with the people that may be counting on you. So whether you're building your business or building your hobby, there's nothing wrong with that. You just need to know so that you don't begin to feel frustrated what it is. What's the answer? But there can only be one answer. You can't say I'm building a business, but it's a side hustle and I'm also going to work it whenever I have time. No. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Nope. You can't do that. No, you can't do it that way. Guys, but only you know whether you're building that business or building a hobby. Only you can answer that. In my upcoming masterclass that I'm going to be giving, I'm going to be talking about how to create your personalized business for success because success looks very different for everybody and it means something else to everybody. And there is no right and there is no wrong. It's just a matter of your personal choice, guys. This choice that you make, though, this choice will help you to set the framework for your investment of time, guys. For your investment of time, it's important that you realize that you do have to invest some time. Think about riding a bike. How much time did you have to invest before you stopped falling and scraping your knee and before you could actually go far enough, right? So, well, I tell my coaching clients that they need to answer this question and they need to know right off the bat, because before I can offer you a tip to build a six-figure income from your network marketing business, I, as your coach, need to know how much time and what your answer was that you're willing to invest based on your answer. So I need to know how much time I'm going to invest in you as well as your coach. So you need to know whether, once again, I'll remind you, are you building a business? Are you building a side hustle? Or are you building a hobby? Now, the difference between a side hustle and a business is that a side hustle will always be a side hustle, just a supplement. But a business means that at some point, that business is going to overtake your 9-to-5 job, right? These are critical questions that only you, my friend, only you know the answer to. So that's tip number one. You know, everybody is so busy. It's so critical that we really know the answer to this question. My friends, it is a make it or break it question. You can't even go further until you answer that question. And then once you answer that question, it can then lead into tip number two, which is learn to leverage your time. Tip number two, learn to leverage your time. We all know, as I said before, that life is busy and your day is likely full of lots of tasks and activities to do, whether you work full time, whether you work part time, whether you're a stay-at-home parent working full time to meet your family needs, whatever it is. Anyway, you need to look at that amount of time that you have allotted to your business, right? So if you only have 2 hours a day, if you only have 5 hours a day, whatever it is, you need to know that time, and that time needs to be written down. So often people will start their network marketing business and they think, yay, I signed up. Now all the money is going to come. And they think that it's just a path of riches galore and all this other stuff. And then when they realize that it will pay you back what you put into it, in investment of time and investment of your self-growth and investment of all of that. And so it's not a get rich quick scheme. No, my friends, no. First, in order to get those riches, you must know that it takes consistent daily work. Let me repeat those three words. Consistent daily work, right? Leveraging your time is critically important. And the beauty about that is that I'm doing a masterclass where we can actually go through some of the details that you have to ask yourself so that you can learn to leverage your time based on your needs. Because the truth of the matter, peeps, is that when you think about it, we all have 24 hours in a day. You have 24 hours, I have 24 hours, my neighbor has 24 hours. That's all we get, right? So we need to know how much time we are going to allot and leverage that time. Okay. And then tip number three is organization. Can I say it in capital letters? Organization, guys. Organize your daily activities and fit them into workable chunks of time or steps that fit with your time allotment. Notice that all these three tips have to build on one another. You can't all of a sudden go over here and get organized if you don't know how much time you are going to put into it, if you don't know whether or not it's going to be your business, your side hustle, or just your hobby, right? You see, the majority of people, I'm going to be honest with you, let's talk. The majority of people get into network marketing and then they don't even realize, but they're building it as a hobby. That means that they only talk to people when it's convenient to them. That means that they'll carry it in their pocket, and if they run into somebody else that or somebody that wants something, then they'll pull it out of their pocket and then they'll say, "Hey, I have this." So that's how you build a hobby, guys. That's not how you build a business. You must be intentional if you're really taking this business seriously. So organization is key. And do you just all of a sudden get organized overnight? Absolutely not. It's a skill that takes time. And in that, most people forget how much time they need to allot to actually grow that skill, right? Organizing our activities into the time that we have chosen, guys, to allot to build this side hustle, this hobby, or this business is going to be critically important to your success. And you also have to answer to yourself, what does success mean to you? This is different for everybody because your needs are different. Let me tell you this. So my husband and I were having a chat this morning. Here comes the talk, right? We're getting ready and we're all getting Zoom ready nowadays, you know? And then he said, or I said something like, we're getting to the point where we have these three goals that we just need to meet. And then he said to me, well, we could have done that many moons ago because there's people that live on $2,000 a month. I just started laughing because I said, no, honey, I am a material girl. I knew that from day one. That's just me. I'm a material girl, and you know what? I'm gonna love it until the day I die because I'm gonna continue to be a material girl. I'm gonna be that 92, 93-year-old lady getting out of her Maserati. Right? I know that things don't make me happy, but I love those things and they make me smile. So if I'm smiling, I think I'm happy. I know that that's not the world, that at the end of the day, it's all about who I love and who loves me and my health and all of that. But I'm a material girl. And that's never going to change. So knowing that, we just started laughing and he said, and I said, but if you don't want to be married to a material girl, there's the door. Besides, I said, I will just take you for everything you have and you have to pay for my lifestyle. I said, so you're either going to pay for my lifestyle with me in it or with you in it, or you're going to pay for my lifestyle without you in it. Immediately he said, no, I'm staying. I'm staying. So anyway, that just made my heart sing because it was so funny. But anyway, let's get back to it. So the allotment of time is important, guys. And unfortunately, what I see so many people do is they forget to include the time that it's going to take them to learn how to get organized into that daily activity. So let's say you have 2 hours, you've got to take some time. If it's like learning how to put your stuff on Trello, you've got to build that time in there. Pretty soon, you're gonna know how to do it, so you won't have to have that time in there. But so many people want to, you know, I want to be like you. I want to do everything you do. Well, you know, are you willing to invest the time that I have been willing to invest to educate myself, to learning the tools that are going to help me automate my business, right? Because that's what this is all about, is automating my business, easy duplication, because that's what it's all about in any business, guys. So remember to allot the time. Learning shortcuts and learning how to do these simple strategies are also something that I'm going to be covering in my masterclass. But these are key to learning this for your long-term success, guys. Your long-term success. So these top three tips to begin to build your network marketing business are very basic. Now, I only picked three to help you stop feeling that sense of overwhelm, that sense of stuckness, that sense of confusion, that sense of, I don't know what to do next, no sé lo que hacer, right? So remember, these are baby steps, and these are so simple you probably overlooked them. But if they're taken in this order, guys, and done in this order, and done consistently, I promise you, you're going to get to the finish line. But you're the one that decides what that finish line looks like. You see, that's the beauty about being an entrepreneur. And then being in network marketing, guys, you learn to be a digitalpreneur. You learn to be a solopreneur. You learn to be an edupreneur, right? Because you're educating people. You're working by yourself. You're working and you're learning how to use digital tools. This is all important. You're also learning to be a marketing person, right? Because you have to market your business. Anyway, guys, I really hope that you found value in these three tips. And as always, I am incredibly grateful to you all for coming here, listening, and, you know, and giving me some love. And I just want you to keep your eyes open for that masterclass that's coming up very soon, where I'm going to be teaching you how to set up your blueprint for your success. And I want you to take this as a personal invite to come to that masterclass. Join me and then, you know, turn on the notifications to this page. And real soon I'll be dropping the link for you to sign up for that masterclass. So, and remember, guys, always share. If you found value in this, share the link with somebody, drop some love, save this post for later. Maybe you'll come back to it and rehear it again. Maybe it just needs to be heard more than once. And as always, drop your questions if you have any questions in the comments below, and I will personally answer them, guys. Because why? ¿Por qué? Because I want you to know that I am saying yes to help you succeed. I'm saying yes to being that Latina business coach who understands you, who sees you, who feels you, who leads you, and who supports you, and who cheers for you, guys. Say yes. I say yes to being that Latina coach who is committed to being the leader I need to be, to lead by example. That's my commitment to you. Anyway, guys, I hope you found value. Ojalá hayan tenido sacado un valor de esta plática. I hope that you found value. Again, guys, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Namaste. Thank you, Kanoush.